Story 25, King Solomon. After David died, Solomon became king of Israel. He loved the Lord and tried to follow the example of his father. One night, the Lord appeared to him in a dream and asked, "What do you want me to give you?" Solomon answered, "My father was a great king, but I feel like a child who doesn't know anything. Please, give me understanding to rule your people wisely." The Lord said, "You have asked for wisdom instead of long life, riches, or peace. Therefore, I will give you wisdom. In addition, I will give you riches and honor. If you continue to follow me like your father did, I will also give you a long life." Soon afterward, two women came to Solomon and asked him to settle an argument. One of them was holding a baby. The first one said, "This woman and I live in the same house. I gave birth to a son, and 3 days later, she gave birth to a son. One night, while we were sleeping, her baby died. So she took my living baby and then put her dead son beside me. When I woke up in the morning, I realized what had happened. The dead child was not my son, but hers. She has my baby." The other woman said, "No, the living child is mine, and the dead one is hers." Solomon called one of his guards, "Come here with a sword." Pointing to the baby, he said, "Divide the child in two and give each mother a half." One woman cried out, "No, don't kill my son. She can have him. Let him live." The other woman said, "Yes, cut the child in half so we will both have a part." The king turned to the guard. "This is a simple matter. Give the baby to the first woman. I know she is the real mother because she truly loves the child." When the people of Israel heard this true story, they knew that God had given great wisdom to Solomon. God also gave him much wealth. The king knew it was God's plan for him to build the house of the Lord, the temple. Solomon organized a workforce of skilled craftsmen. They used many valuable materials to build the temple: huge rocks, cedar trees, gold, silver, and brass. Solomon didn't want the sound of tools at the location, so they used a special method. Rocks and trees were cut to size before they were brought to the temple site. It took 7 years to complete the job. God spoke to Solomon again. "If you continue to obey me as your father did, I will establish your kingdom forever. But if you or your sons turn away from me, I will take Israel off this land, and the temple will be destroyed." Over the 40 years that Solomon ruled Israel, he increased in both wisdom and riches. His fame spread to the area all around Israel. People often came from other countries to learn from him and to see his great wealth. The people lived in peace all the years that Solomon was king.